You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Initial reports have Wisconsin getting hit by at least 7 tornadoes last night, with confirmed sightings in Portage, Juneau, Horicon, and Mayville. The National Weather Service is out today surveying the damage and the storm tracks. At this point, there were no reports of injuries. Locally, hail came down, winds knocked out power for thousands, and trees and limbs are still being cleaned up. Someone mistook a slamming door for a firing weapon, leading to the evacuation and a lockdown in a busy Milwaukee downtown building yesterday. Confusion swept through Milwaukee's Ziedler Municipal Building after reports of shots fired led to a heavy police response. Officials say no shots were fired and no one was injured. They say the noise was likely caused by a door being slammed by a recently terminated employee. Police say they are seeking a person of interest. Reducing youth gun violence is the goal as Milwaukee police launch Operation Summer Guardian for 2025. Police say people in 30 neighborhoods will see more officers on patrol as the department targets illegal guns and violent crime involving young people. The annual effort builds on last year's results, which included 47 arrests and taking 26 illegal guns off the streets. Observe the odometer. Brittany Merlot has more about something to look for when buying a car.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is reminding residents to verify the mileage of a vehicle they're planning to purchase. The DMV identified nearly 6,000 vehicles that showed signs of odometer rollbacks last year for an estimated total of nearly 614,000 miles. That mark was over 3 times as high as the over 1,700 odometer rollbacks discovered in 2023.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers, back from their road trip, host the Minnesota Twins tonight in Milwaukee. Chad Patrick on the mound for the Crew against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers coming off that much-needed 9-5 win Wednesday in Cleveland. Better defense, better pitching, and driving in runners in scoring position. Christian Yelich.
You know, that's what we got to do if we want to be a good team. I think it's shown up at times this year. It just hasn't shown up consistently or as consistently as we would like. But, you know, you just got to keep striving to get there and have it all click.
NFL Packers offseason practices continue in Green Bay without defensive back Jaire Alexander. His position coach, Derek Ansley, asked, does he still keep in contact with Jaire?
Every day. Every day we have, you know, contact every morning. I send him a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture. Sometimes it's just something that, you know, somebody sends me and I forward it to him. But, yeah, we have contact every morning.
That's Packers secondary coach Derek Ansley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. First it was HBO, then it was HBO Max. Then it was just Max, and now it's going back to HBO Max. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has decided that HBO is a respected brand that they should put back to help drive subscribers. Yes, by all means, lose the most respected part of the streaming title, the part that brought you Game of Thrones, True Detective, and White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight. Not sure they really lose anything if they drop Max. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop-a-loop to Will Ferrell, is putting out new material inspired by the backlash of his performance at the inauguration of the president. The rapper said he lost 500,000 Instagram followers and took a lot of heat for his decision, but said he appeared not to endorse the president, but from a deal he made with a business partner in order to bring resources to the hood. The music mogul said he does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents the gangster party. I guess it was a perfect fit then. Sorry, couldn't resist. The new season of Emily in Paris is getting a star power injection. Minnie Driver has agreed to join the show for the upcoming season, its fifth. Driver's credits include Grosse Pointe Blank and Good Will Hunting, for which she was Oscar nominated. Driver joins Lily Collins, who plays the title character. Production is currently underway in Rome for the popular Netflix show. There is no release info yet on the dropping of season 5. Actress Scarlett Johansson is planning retaliation, and it has nothing to do with her Marvel character. Johansson was the victim of a joke on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update last year, thanks to her husband, Colin Alan Jost's co-anchor, Michael Chi. Chi made a joke about Johansson's private parts, which shocked her as cameras caught her reaction backstage. Johansson told Vanity Fair that she was expecting a joke involving that region of the body, but was still blown away and said the joke was old school gross. Asleep with one eye open, Michael Chi. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever, and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be breezy today, too, with a high in the low to mid-70s. Wind will be south gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight, showers 52 tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.